listen and understand. My mistakes are no worse than yours, just because I'm a woman. No, my mistakes are no worse than
yours. Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Angie with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a man accused of making sexualized deepfakes images of former Brisbane high school students and staff recounted to police that the act was done in an attempt to be funny. Antonio Rotondo pleaded not guilty in Brisbane's district court to over a dozen charges, including 11 counts of stalking, 5 counts of distributing images, and finally one count of child exploitation material. It wasn't just young female students and teachers that Rotondo altered images of, but also various models. The images were sent to 2 private schools via email and others, as well as 16 images were uploaded to a site that Rotondo ran. Rotondo explained to jurors that making deepfakes of unconsenting individuals was, quote, just a hobby, and that he did it because that's just the type of person he is. The case has brought to light the dangers of AI surrounding consent and the impact it has on the individuals targeted.
Older Australians are losing their independence as everyday services shift online and out of their reach. The digital divide is a difference in capability that many older Australians have with more literate tech-literate younger generations when it comes to operating computer devices. The divide has become more relevant as more services move online and digitally exclude older Australians, with the Australian Digital Exclusion Index finding that 65% of older people were being digitally excluded. The digital exclusion leads to responsibility falling on loved ones, neighbours, and retirement village staff. This results in elders having to give up financial and medical independence at times.
In national news, Chinese Australians' parcels are being held hostage in limbo as border security cracks down on illicit smuggling imports. Consumer Amy Zhang's kitchen renovation set has sat in quarantine in Sydney since allegedly the end of July, and Zhang contests the logistics company handling her parcel has been affected by increased surveillance of imports due to illicit tobacco and vapes in Australia. An Australian Border Force spokesperson stated that as a result of Strike Force Borderdale, the operation, the ABF issued the immediate suspension of depot licences in Sydney and Brisbane. Many people with similar experiences to Ms. Zhang have taken to social media to express concerns about delayed parcels, ranging from costumes for the infamous Australian Book Week and ski suits.
The Victorian government has decided to go ahead with its $140 million program to buy back portions of the Murray-Darling River, despite community concern over the use of the funds. State Water Minister Michaela Settle will be delivered with consultation from irrigators and communities, but the plan has already been contested by 7 local councils. The funds are planned to go through a separate level of oversight before reaching local councils, which make up the Murray River group of councils, which costs them much-needed money from bureaucratic costs.
In international news, this morning, a video of a lone US military C-17 jet was filmed from various angles, flying from Latvia to the landing in Moscow unopposed. The plan was that the director of CIA, John Ratcliffe, who shortly after landing was picked up by a US motorcade driving through the streets of Moscow. Neither Washington nor Moscow have confirmed the nature of the visit or who Ratcliffe was due to meet. It is very rare that high-level American and Russian officials speak in person. John Foreman, who served as the British military's envoy to Moscow, told Radio 4, quote, "The visit could be escalation management, given recent drone activity in Germany that was suspected to be Russian," he said. "The Americans don't normally send such a high-ranking official to Moscow unless something is up."
For your weather today, Brisbane is showering lightly and will be cloudy until the afternoon. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 26 today. The fire danger is low. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
Damn, comrade, cut me off. Okay, that's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4zz, we acknowledge the traditional owners of